Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor.
Hello and welcome back to session two of the Healer's Path on the Infinite Life podcast with Katish Haberfield. I am not she, as you already know. My name is Trudy, as I've said previously, from planetmailings.co.uk. Now, I hope you have watched session one. That was just the start. Session two gets a little bit more interesting, a little bit wilder. And this is where we go back into, I think I went into definitely two past lives. Possibly a couple, yeah, definitely two past lives that were significant and causing me issues. And yeah, there is also, as I said, Archangel Michael comes up again, as he does in the next one. But there is a continuing theme that just runs through and eventually just sends me slightly over the edge with the theme. But it's great because it really goes to show how over the lifetimes it has built up, and clearly I'm now at the stage where I'm ready to hear it. So the session, we go back. It was surprising. I'm going to blurt it out because I can't help it. My granny popped up as my granny, but not as my granny. She was also in one of my past lives with me. So that was really quite amazing because I lost my granny when I was... Actually, I was quite old. I must have been 32. I've just had my second child. So I was 32. But she meant a lot to me when I was growing up. And I always used to go back. Even when I moved, I lived in Croydon and I now live over by Heathrow. I always kept in contact with her. I just kept going back. There was something about her energy, even though she had a laughed life. Anyway, that's not what this is about. She popped up, which was beautiful. And someone else popped up, or was that in the third one? Because I've been watching them and they've all run in and I should have brought my notes. But yes, the regression was surprising. Made me very proud of where I had come from and what I had or was trying to achieve to be a change maker. Then going into another past life where there's a goddess and a high priestess, and there's Saint Germain, an incident with some salt and an umbrella. Sorry, you'll be thinking an umbrella, salt. Those of you that know about salt will understand what I'm chatting about, but it's the umbrella. And we're both laughing, both myself, Saint Germain and Katish. That's the three of us, not just both. We are all laughing. And that's what I mean by it's wild, because I just assumed that obviously, and I don't know why I've made this assumption, because I work in the Akashic realm and there's all sorts of, it's not arguments, but a little bit of testiness and a little bit of poking and shoving from spirit. And so why I expected anything different, I don't know. It's a little bit of huh from them and a little bit of loads of laughter. And again, just the way Katish takes you through it and holds that space for you, and the energy is amazing. You get hijacked, so watch out for the screen going weird, and Katish has to not intervene, she just steps forward and says, come on, we need to sort this. So again, that was interesting. Again, I don't know why I was surprised by it. There's spirit all around all the time, and Katish has helped me understand what needs to be done and how to sort that. So that's brilliant, although that is not my job. And I am being vague. You'll understand when you watch the session two, okay? You'll understand it. I hope you laugh along with us. Yeah. Going back to the time of shamans and chiefs was just mind-blowing, because I've had a similar experience before, but this just blew it open wider so that I could really grasp. And maybe it had to be done this way, that I had to have a Akashic reading to introduce me to one of my past lives, so that somewhere along the timeline, because they hurt my head, knowing that I would meet Katish that could then just take that and make it bigger and really help me understand where it started. We meet Goddess, we meet High Priestess, say Saint Germain. He pops up quite a bit, and again, I use him a lot in the Akashic realm. There is a little bit of, he wags his finger at me because he gave me a present and I forgot to bring it when I went into the session, so I get a little bit of a finger wag from him. So again, it's just wild and not what you expect. Again, just a reoccurring theme, Archangel Michael. And people, and it's amazing that the people that keep coming up for you in your circle, how family members come back, or there's people that have been in your group of souls, friendships, family, they come back to you, which was quite amazing. Enjoy session two. Enjoy it. We did. Again, it just went out of the window. And watch out for the people that I meet in session two. And I'll tell you more about session three. Please enjoy it. I did. And just embrace everything that life has to offer. And as I say, you'll hear the reoccurring theme. Because I did, loud and clear. Enjoy. See you on session three. Bye.
Today we are going to do past life regression. So what we're looking for is, we're going to be looking for positive resources and moments when you realized in other lifetimes that you were a healer, so that cool. We can call okay. on those resources and bring them forth. And then we'll also be looking for memories that are blocking you as a healer, so that we can clear those.
Okay.
Who knows what will come up? We'll do the positive first. We always do the positive first because that makes you feel good.
Get them good vibes in, yeah?
Yep. Yeah. So it's pretty straightforward. And
we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. See what happens. You're in charge.
Where we go.
Yeah. Your higher self is in charge. I'll just have a drink of water and then we'll get going.
Cool thing.
So just get yourself relaxed. Mm. Settle in, and we'll just set the intention. This intention for this session is to follow on from the previous session. So what we're going to do is we're going to see how the patterns of invisibility and other patterns, I'm just talking to you, you can keep your eyes closed, patterns of invisibility and compartmentalizing ourselves may have been linked to other lifetimes. We're also looking for positive residues and moments of awakening and realization of healing abilities to bolster our confidence. So that's the intention for the session. We're looking for key moments that are important for us in terms of emotional, mental, and karmic residues. Imagine you are filled and surrounded with inner light, refreshing, healing, relaxing, because here the deepest levels of your mind can open up and you can remember everything. Now I want you to invite your spirit guides to come and help you. So send that request now by saying in your mind, I ask my spirit guides to come and help me now. So you may see or hence hear or sense your spirit guides, and there may be new ones from the last session. So check who's with you today.
Oh, she's lots and lots of people here.
Okay. So let's ask the question, who's new?
My grandmother.
The grandma. Hi, Grandma.
Yeah. Granny.
And does she have a message for you, or is she here to be a guide in the session?
She's flitting between. If you think about the old stereotypical Native American shaman woman with the... Now, I've never known my granny to have long hair, so she's flitting between how I remember her. And she's got these long grey plaits and wearing what we would assume to be Native American wear. So she's literally flitting between the two of those with this. She's got the same grin and the same face, and she's just being really cheeky because my granny was quite cheeky.
Okay. And is she going to take you into a lifetime where you both had a lifetime together? Is that what she's doing here today?
Well, both of them are nodding, so maybe.
Okay. All right, so take your granny's hand and let's drift away and float away. And she's going to take you for a little float through time and space. And when she finds the right location, she's going to take you down, 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 back down to the earth. And you'll feel your feet on the ground and you can step into the moment.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what you're on your feet.
I'm barefoot.
You're barefoot?
Always barefoot. Crazy.
Okay.
Even now.
And what's the first thing you notice about yourself? Are you male or female?
Female.
Okay, and tell me something about your appearance.
Oh, I've had this before. I'm the chief's daughter.
You're the chief's daughter?
Yes.
And who's the chief? What's the chief's name?
I'm just getting Bear.
Bear, okay. Yep, they all had interesting different names. And is your grandma in the scene?
Yeah, she's our shaman, wise woman. Hmm? Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. And at this moment in time, would you say you're a child or an adult?
I'm an adult.
An adult, okay. Mm-hmm. And I know that you've been into this life before, but what we want to do is we've come here specifically for a reason today, to see something. And I'm hoping that it's going to be related to showing us our first moment of healing or awakening to healing abilities. I want you to step further into the scene.
Okay.
Because she's the shaman, so usually you would associate her with the healing, but she's brought you here to see something to do with you, not her.
Mm-hmm. She's telling me, as is Bear, that it's my turn.
Oh, okay.
It's my time to step up, to take on a role.
Okay.
But two of them, not just my father wants me to take over his role, but my granny's telling me it's time to take over her role.
Okay, could you just ask them to step back from the technology for a minute, please? Something is going very weird. Oh, that's better. Thank you. Great. Perfect. Time to step up. Tell me more.
My father knows that in order for me to take over, all the tradition is that it can't be me.
Oh.
I'm a female.
Oh.
But he doesn't want me to get married. He's not arranging a marriage and joining of the clan. He's not doing that.
Okay.
Okay. That's too much. Okay. They want, both want me to be this new role to show, to break from the tradition of the male leading and then the shaman being the leader of our spiritual guide. And he wants me to do both.
Oh,
he's saying to me, it's okay to be the shaman, but it's okay at the same time to be the leader. You don't have to get married. You don't have to hand over to your husband. This is for you. So that's just a little bit much right there.
What are they doing when you're saying it's a little bit much?
They're each holding my hand and saying, it's okay, you can do this. Okay.
All right, okay.
And my granny wants to take me into the tent to just bring all the knowledge forward from my ancestors down my father's line and the shaman line, because obviously it's from my granny and she got it from her granny. So, yeah, my father's giving me a big shove, off you go. Yeah, he's saying it's okay. Stop stressing, it's okay, it's good.
Okay. What's happening now?
Granny's gone into the tent, which is really hot in there. And my bear is standing back. He's got all his regalia on. He's got his stick and he's got his headdress. And he's just like, it's okay. But this is leading on to the ceremony. So they know he's gathering everybody around the campfire. There's massive food. And I've got to go in. And then when I come out, there's going to be this massive celebration. So he knows what's going to happen. Or he even hopes he knows what's going to happen. And they're just preparing for when I come out, take on the mantle of the two roles.
Okay.
Oh, it's warm in there.
Why is it so hot in there?
There's, in the corner, there's hot coals burning.
Okay, what do the hot coals do? What's the purpose of them in the ceremony?
It's to make me sweat, to become dehydrated, to allow the vision. So it's almost a hallucination they want to do.
Okay. And how are you feeling about that?
That's okay. It's warm. I know my granny knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta get naked.
Whoa. What does your granny call herself in this life so that we don't keep calling her granny?
Granny. Wise one.
Wise one.
Okay, I'm on laying on the bed of furs. Okay, it's really strange because the wise one, she knows about the third eye. And she's telling me it's not a secret. It's a sacred, what's the word? Sacred knowledge, and not many people know about the third eye back then. Okay, so she's standing behind me, so I'm laying down,
mm-hmm.
and she's standing behind me, and she's just forehead to forehead.
Okay.
And just, yeah. Making me see that I can hold the stick of bear,
mm-hmm.
and the stick of the wise one.
Mm-hmm.
And the clothes I'm wearing, it's the combination of the both. So the designs will tell everybody that I'm not just a wise one,
mm-hmm.
I'm also a leader. So okay. She's showing me that the cloak, the regalia that I will receive physically and within my essence, she's showing me what it's going to look like. It's going to be stamped in my soul as well as put around me physically so that I won't be challenged and disrespected. Because I've got the revered status of the two highest. If that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. And what do you actually see when you go into the hallucinatory state? What vision do you have?
That as I come out, I have this on, and we're going into battle. I'm told I'm having to go into battle, but I have to wear. No, it's not battle. It's a powwow, for want of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to lead this, and I have to show the other tribes that what I have, both Wise One and the leader, is good for everyone. To let women have their voice and do what they got to do. They're not just the Wise One. They're not just the Hearth Keeper. They're not. They can have positions of power at the highest level, i.e. leading their tribe. And I have to go with both of my staff and all my... Why is that an eagle on my head? Okay. And I have to go and I have to take this to the others that are struggling because their women are strong. But
mm-hmm.
there's the clash. The men don't want to give. They think they have to give it up. They don't understand that it can be combined.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and what I want you to take us to in this lifetime now is I want you to focus in and observe yourself doing some healing. Now, the purpose of you viewing this healing is we want you to teach yourself something that can be used in your present lifetime. So I want you to observe some healing being done by you. And then I want you to teach it to yourself.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm being shown is there's a massive... They've all come together, all the tribes have come together for an annual powwow, an annual celebration, a gathering, an exchange. All sorts goes on here. The news, new regulations, all of that. And with a little nudge from Bear, and both my staff and the wife one, dubious stuff. I'm to take not just the leaders, but also those that want to come. So it's going to be done over time. It's going to have to be in groups. And I have to take them into this meditative state, but it's not being induced with the heat mm-hmm. and the nakedness. It's my words
mm-hmm.
that's taking them to another place to allow them to... They're showing me the Akashic Gates, actually, which is weird, which allows them to just let go of their tight beliefs and allow a newness to come in, a new way of being. And I'm telling them it's going to take time because we've got these core sets of beliefs and traditions that this is how it has to be done. So I'm being shown that I'm taking them to the Akashic Gate and they need to not heal it, but they need to see the timeline and see the evolution. And I'm showing them how the future will change them and their daily workings for the better. So it's almost like a healing, but it's not. It's just opening them up to their possibilities, and they're looking at timelines, past, present, and future. They're quite impressed, actually. I'm quite impressed.
Okay, so this is not something that you've done in your Akashic adventure so far in your present life? No. Okay. All right. So
I have taken people, and we have looked at timelines on an individual, but this is something I'm working towards. I'm now doing group healing. So, and this is one of the healings, that timeline healings that I will be doing later in the year. So that's maybe why they're showing me the past that I'm doing it and showing me the gates to the Akashic Library at the same time. I'm assuming, I don't know, but there's definitely two distinct.
All right. So just check in now so that you're certain and you know what you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it's the self-doubt. I've done it, so they're telling me to remove that from now, from this. That's why they've brought in the gates, because I'm doing it, and I can do it. And there's hundreds of them that I'm taking at the same time. I can be told, what's your problem? Oh, dear. Okay, so that's gone, and I'm standing outside of the gate. Why is my guide outside of the gate? Why are you outside of the gate? Okay. So now they're taking me back to this lifetime, when I used to first see the gate and be scared. I'm not scared anymore.
Okay, beautiful. All right, what I want to ask you to be shown now is, is there anything else we need to see from this moment in this lifetime?
No, I just want to go in and explore, but I always want to go in and explore.
Yeah, all right. So now we're going to direct your mind and your granny, if she wants to take you to the next location. What we're wanting to do is we want to take you to a time where you can show yourself in anywhere in time, your mind can show you, where you have used your own abilities to heal yourself.
They're showing me two.
Okay, so just one first, and then we can go to the second one after.
They won't let me separate it. They're
okay, all right, so that's all right. So stack, yep.
Yeah.
All right, so give me the executive summary of the stack.
I'm the high priestess in the temple, but I don't know, there is a statue behind me, but I don't know. I'm getting Athena behind me, and then they're showing me quite a recent past life where I'm termed as a witch, and oh, I'm not very well. So it's a physical healing. I'm doing my herbs and my potions and rubbing the medications on. So it's the spiritual side. So it's the high priestess and the physical I'm being shown at the same time. It's literally like a split screen.
Okay. All right. So I just want you to lock in the notion and the understanding that you have the ability not only to heal others, but to heal yourself. Is there anything that they want to bring to your attention about this?
Yeah, I need to open my mouth and tell people, even though it the closest lifetime it gets me healed, that doesn't matter, that's irrelevant. They're telling me that's irrelevant. So it's about owning what I do, because there's I'm sad. The high priestess, I'm sad because people, this is where the invisibility comes from. They don't, they're coming and bringing me their gift. That was good. That's nice. Okay. But what's happening is they are not seeing me. They are seeing the high priestess, and the deity is the word I want to use, behind me. So they know that I can draw on the power of the earth and the spirits and the gods and the goddesses. So they don't see me as a person. They're almost seeing me on the level of a deity, which is why they revere me and they won't look me in the eye and they're bowing and so that's possible. So that's why, yeah, that's where the feeling of invisibility comes, and I literally want to shout at them and go, see me, which is what they're telling me to do as a witch, going, yeah, it's going to get you killed, don't worry about that, that's just inevitable whether you open your mouth or not. And so they're telling me that it's just tell everybody what you can do, that you can heal them, you can help them, you can see the future, you can see where their life decisions are making. They're giving me back my tarot cards and just saying, do what you got to do. Don't worry about the consequence. Do what you got to do. Make people see you.
Okay.
You will get herded, and the old tar brush, she's a witch. And he said, but don't worry about that. Don't worry about that future. Just worry. Just do it. Do it. Right. Do it. That's all I'm getting. All right.
Okay. All right. So what I want you to do is I want you to go right into a scene now where there are blocks, a particular lifetime, the most important one, to your path as a healer. What's the most pressing block?
It's the high priestess, and she's coming to the end. They're showing me right at the end of the lifetime. That's strange. I don't really age that much. It's quite nice. I'll have some of that. I'll bring that into this one. But I'm coming to the other one, stepping down. I'm stepping down because I'm sad.
Okay.
Because, as I say, they've given me such power that the responsibility, they've almost turned me into a goddess. They want to look at me as a goddess. They don't want to look at me because it's magical and they're scared of it and they don't understand that actually I just open them up to receive and that they're the ones that are doing it. And I've tried to tell them that I'm just the channel, I am just the conduit. And so I've said, okay, enough. I'm not, they've given me their responsibility, and it's made me sad because they won't take ownership. They're giving it all to me and telling me I have to fix it. And I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that. And they're telling me, yes, but you're the goddess. And I'm like, no, I'm not the goddess, not in this life anyway. So yeah, it's that whole, they've given me a persona that isn't mine and shouldn't be mine.
Okay, and I'm just wondering, out of curiosity, and you'll have a direct reaction either way, is it a bit like when you do your tarot in the current life, how people tend to absolve responsibility and inner knowing and intuition to the reader of the tarot card?
Yes. Yes.
So as not to tarnish your enjoyment when you do the tarot, what insight does the High Priestess have to give you about how you should facilitate and conduct these readings?
I just tell them that it's not predictive. This is just showing you the possibilities,
mm-hmm.
and that the ownership is on them, because as they make their decisions, the cards will change, because it's not me. The decisions are theirs. I am just there to say, this is how it can be,
mm-hmm.
but you have to make the decisions to get to the financial stability or to change your work. It's just a guide, and it's just putting out in the open what's going round and round in your head. And I say, don't forget, tarot is not predictive. It's a guide, and okay. you have to take it.
And what I want you to do also is to look around at the High Priestess's lifetime, and I want you to hear in her own words, are there any blocks or beliefs that you are ready to release now? Because you keep saying sad, but you're not acting as though you're sad. So I want to dig down deep and find the root emotion.
I think it's the sadness is because she can't make the people understand that it's their responsibility, and so there's this feeling. She knows she was a goddess. She knows this. She knows she has the ear of the goddess, and that's not what makes her sad. Sadness is she can't make people hear her mm-hmm. when she says it's your responsibility.
Okay.
So instead of embracing the fact that they think she's a goddess, because maybe the goddess is absolutely zooming through her in these times, so instead of embracing it, I think she's trying to shut it off. So this creates this confusion in her as to why they can't understand it's yours to take responsibility. I'm not a goddess, because what they see is the goddess. They see the goddess. She only sees herself as the High Priestess, but that's not what they see, and that's not what I'm seeing either. When I'm looking, I can see the High Priestess, but when they're putting me into the perspective of the recipient, and I look, the goddess is standing behind me.
Okay.
And I'm not absorbing the goddess, and she's not absorbing, but we're merging.
Okay.
So had I have understood that, would have made life better.
Okay. What?
That's what? Why. Okay. So it's not sadness, it's confusion.
Okay. And what reflection could your higher self give you on why your soul needed to experience this, the lessons that you got out of it?
Because I'm more than the box I'm putting myself in. I'm a facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not just a tarot reader or an Akashic reader. I'm a facilitator in all things that, I've just taken myself out of the box that I've got a big fat label on me.
Okay, all right.
There you go. I need to just embrace every aspect of it, and I need to stop separating it.
Okay.
Oh, bless your heart. That's why she was always so confused. It's not sadness, it's confusion. Yeah.
And I want you to take a look around here in this High Priestess lifetime, and I want you to have a look at any key people who are involved in this lifetime with you. And we're looking for the most significant people and relationships in this lifetime. Who is the healer or teacher who awakens you or initiates you to this priestess position?
It's a man. He won't show me his face right now. And his robes keep changing. He's one minute, he's in his, they're very simple, but they're with beautiful finery. And then it turns into these brown, ragged robes that are barely keeping him warm. Why are you doing that? Really? Oh, okay. He's telling me, and this is where the timelines are confusing me.
That's all right.
He's telling me that when he's got his brown robes on, with, they're not brown, they're just dirty and raggedy. But clean. They're clean, but they're just ragged. He's telling me there that his name is Saint Germain. But then when he shows me his finery,
mm-hmm.
he's still telling me he's Saint Germain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm getting confused.
Yes. Is it possible that he's been with you in many lifetimes?
More than likely. More than likely.
So perhaps yeah. Each robe is just illustrating a different lifetime?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly.
How about we call him in to ask him?
Oh, he's just laughing at me. Seriously. They all just look at me and go, seriously, you're asking this question?
Oh, that's man. All right. You're allowed to ask. You're allowed to ask.
I know, but they're laughing at me. They're just like, come on. But they're just, yeah. He's saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just is chuckling so much. He thinks it's hilarious, but I've only just spotted it.
Okay, brilliant. That's great. So we've confirmed that. Is there anything that he would like to
Oh, he's telling me off.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully in a nice way.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like, seriously, where's the crystal I gave you? I'm like, yeah, I left it in my bedroom. He's telling me that when I do, okay. So when I do my tarot or I do the Akashic or I need to bring the crystal with me because okay, he's going to amplify. Okay, because this isn't crazy enough, no? Okay. Yeah, okay, he's telling me to bring the crystal with me.
Okay, all right. Now, Trudy, that if they ever speak to you in a way that's not joking and not sarcastic in a funny way, that you can question to make sure that it is actually them. Do you know how to do that?
No, how?
Okay. Ask Saint Germain if you'll just participate just for fun for a moment.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so now that we know that he's not going to be offended, I want you to see to your left-hand side, there is a pot of salt.
Okay.
With a little spoon, a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Just fling it at him.
He's put an umbrella up. too slow.
So what happens if, with a false spirit guide, they will dissolve when you fling the salt at them?
Okay.
They will bubble, and it may take a minute or two, but they will dissolve completely. The thing is that a false spirit guide will emanate them 100%. It would be almost impossible to tell. The thing that they won't do, and this is where I was wondering, is they won't let you see their eyes.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay, so that you've always got to check. Can you see their eyes? Put your hand out to touch. They should feel warm, not cold. And when you fling salt at them, they don't disappear. Okay?
Okay, well, I say he put his umbrella up and it's...
Yeah, so, yeah, that's, as I said, a real spirit guide is not going to be offended in any way, shape or form.
Okay,
they're happy to show you the test as an experience. Do you know what I mean? They think it's funny.
Yeah.
They think it's funny, as he did. But if you ever think that you're in a meditation and or you come across somebody and you're like, oh, I don't know, it looks like there's something off, just find that little pot of salt and fling. And it's so thank you, Saint Germain, for doing that little experience. All right. What we want to do now is I want to take you back to that witch lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can step back into that one. Or another witch lifetime where there is still something that is blocking you that we need to heal. I know you said at the logical, rational level that you just be visible, you're going to die anyway, it doesn't matter, but we need to find the core emotional residue that's remaining.
So they're showing me, again, when I am holding the position of the wise woman and the chieftain, they're showing me that as much as there was a lot of people that wanted to move forward, I have also been persecuted and ridiculed, and they've tried to drive me out and discredit me. Mm-hmm. And that they're now flicking from that and bringing this persecution all the way. It's like a book. They're flicking through a book with all the pictures. And just in the corner, I could hear the whispering of the word persecution all the way through. So that goes way back to holding both of the roles, because I was... There's people that ridicule you for it. They don't want to change. Oh, and I died.
Which lifetime did you just die?
As the wise one and the chief.
Okay.
For my beliefs,
Somebody killed you?
A lot of people were there to kill me.
Yeah.
I'm tied to... Why do people always state me? Man.
It's okay.
I'm tied to... Whatever. They built something. They stripped me of my headdress.
Mm-hmm.
Evil headdress. My robes and they've just put me in rags. Oh, they've cut my hair. That's why I was, yeah, okay, I know that. They've cut my hair. And arrows to the heart again. And then they're going to wait. When I'm dead, they're going to burn me to release the demon spirit.
Okay.
And that's my first lifetime as well. They're telling me that's my first lifetime of persecution as a healer.
The as very first maker, one.
Yeah, as a change maker.
Because
I'm bringing them together. They're not separate. They're telling me that because it's not separate, you have to be a leader and a change maker. So you've got to lead your own healing before you can lead others. So, yeah.
Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to look around and find all of the silver threads that belong to all of the people that you have been. It's going to take a little minute or two. Who have been persecuted or tied to a stake. I want to find every last trace of a witch or healer wound.
They're showing me there is the tiniest splinter in my heart. Tiniest.
Okay. And what happens if you look into that splinter in your heart? What does it say?
Ooh, it's all pussy. It needs to come out.
Okay. So can you take it out yourself or do you need an assistant?
Okay, I'm being wrapped in the most amazing wings. And it's just, I don't know who's doing it, but it's just been drawn out.
Okay.
Oh, that's a nasty puff. So Saint Germain gave me the violet flame a long time ago, most recently. And he's telling me to expand that flame to heal the nasty bit. And then it's going to take some time, he says.
And so while you're doing that, I want you to call back in all the fragments of your soul that fragmented off. So think of it in terms of, I want you to imagine you're walking down a tunnel and you're going into a cave while he's doing this healing. And in this cave, you're going to collect treasure items. And I just want you to grab these treasure items and put them in a bag, like a ginormous Santa sack, so to speak. Because each one of these will represent somewhere that these healers have fragmented off onto an item, a memory, a person. And we're calling back these emotions, moments in time, people, items. These are all things that belong to you from the various lifetimes where you had these fragments from being persecuted as a healer. As you walk along the tunnel, you'll see different ones. You can use the ladder to go pick one up or any tool that you need at your disposal to dig one out of the dirt or to wash one in the river, pick up each of the items. That can be as big as a house, it can be a truck, it can be, they're all just symbolic. Mm. You can put a whole university in there, or a whole city, or a necklace, a person, a baby.
Okay, it's very strange what they're showing me. I've got it's that magical Mary Poppins bag type sack, and it's actually in the water. The bottom of it is in the water. So everything that I'm putting in, and it's clear, crystal clear water, everything that I'm putting in, people, places, situations, they're just washing it. Lovely.
Beautiful. Okay.
There's going to be some cold people in there, but hey ho.
So keep collecting them, and eventually at the end of the tunnel, and I'm just telling you now, don't have to be there right now. Eventually at the end of the tunnel, you'll see there's like a piece of red tape marked across the floor. And when you finish collecting everything that you can possibly find, I want you to stand at the red tape and then let me know when you get there.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay. So what you're going to do is your choice, either one by one or the whole lot. On the other side of that red tape is the white light of your higher self. I want you to throw either the entire bag or the bits and pieces one at a time back into the higher self. And once you've done that, I want you to jump into the white light of your higher self.
Yes, we're there.
Done. Okay, so that's all reintegrated beautifully. Okay, now I want you to just take a seat back in your beautiful garden with the chair where you were back at the very beginning of the session.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to look around and see if there is another spirit guide that has a message for you right now.
Well, Archangel Michael is there, but he's been there from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the only one that's there now, whereas before there was loads of angels and past lives and what have you. It's just him now, him and me.
And what does he have to say?
Good job! All right. Double thumbs up, good job.
Lovely. He did that earlier in a session today, thumbs up. So I guess that means arrivederci, see you later, we're all done. All right. So drifting and floating away. Thanks, Michael. And as you return to Earth, you'll begin to feel heavier and you will eventually be able to feel yourself against the back of the chair. And counting up from 3 to 1, 3, 2, 1, eyes open, feeling refreshed and great.
That was quite funny.